What do the latest changes in Europe mean for the U.S. economy?
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. An end to austerity. That's what the winners of yesterday's elections in France and Greece say voters want. Both countries shook up their leadership with socialist François Hollande beating conservative Nicolas Sarkozy for the presidency of France, and anti-austerity parties taking more control of the parliament in Greece. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from our European desk in London with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Stephen, let's start with France.
Right. Well, this is the sixth occasion when a European political leader, in the case of Sarkozy, has fallen largely because of voter discontent against austerity. The new guy, François Hollande, comes to power saying, we must have growth. He's planning to increase public spending. He says he's going to renegotiate the new tighter budget rules championed by Germany. Now, this would seem to put France on a collision course with its most important Eurozone partner, Germany. Here's Lena Komileva of research house G+ Economics.
The change in the French presidency will almost certainly inject political uncertainty in the Eurozone's core, disrupting the Franco-German axis of cooperation, while at the same time it will export additional financial stress to the Eurozone's periphery, and especially to the likes of Italy and Spain.
And the borrowing costs of Spain and Italy and Greece have been rising this morning. The interest rate for Greece's 10-year government bonds has now hit 22%.
Well, let's talk about Greece, Stephen. It's been at the center of the debt crisis, and there have been some changes there over the weekend.
Yes, indeed. And this election result poses the most immediate threat to financial markets because it raises even further the possibility of a Greek default. There is now the possibility that a left-wing coalition, these are the guys that were involved in yogurt-throwing demonstrations during the election campaign, it is possible they might form a government. If they do, their pledge to scrap the bailout agreement, that would lead very likely to a Greek default.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks very much.
Okay, Jeremy.
Now to Washington, where Congress is back in session today. And the first order of business for Republicans on the House Budget Committee will be to try and prevent automatic spending cuts at the Pentagon by making cuts to social safety net programs. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports.
The Republican spending plan targets food stamps, health reform, and state-run social service programs. Such cuts have no chance in the Senate, where Democrats hold sway. But the American Enterprise Institute's Kevin Hassett calls today's budget bill the opening pitch in a long baseball game.
We're beginning to see the first steps in the negotiation, which many people are calling Tax-mageddon.
Lots of tax cuts expire at the end of the year, and the debt ceiling will have to be raised.
With all of those things set to happen, there's going to be the mother of all negotiations, and it's probably not going to be completed until December.
After voters have had their say on the next president and control of Congress. The ISI Group's Andy LePerrier says the GOP also wants to head off next year's automatic across-the-board spending cuts.
The Republicans are uncomfortable with the size of the cuts to defense, and so they're trying to offer an alternative.
And if there's a tie at the end of the negotiations, we go into extra innings. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are sharply lower in global trading this morning, down almost 3% in Tokyo, 2.6% in Hong Kong, almost 2% right now in London, a little more than 1% in Frankfurt. For some good news, we look to Hollywood, which is celebrating the biggest domestic box office opening ever. Disney's The Avengers brought in $200 million over the weekend. On Wall Street Friday, that disappointing April jobs report sent stocks down. The Dow lost 168 points, about 1.2%, to close at 13,038.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
I was hiking in a California state park over the weekend and came across a rattlesnake right on the trail. I admit it was kind of scary, but it was also one of the many amazing things about California state parks. Unfortunately, budget cuts now threaten to close dozens of the parks. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, there's a move to stop those closures with the help of Hollywood.
Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean movie series isn't afraid of much.
There'll be dangers along the way. Firstly, mermaids. Zombies.
But California's budget troubles, that's a whole other level of scary. Ruth Coleman is the director of California State Parks.
Rather than trying to limp by on all of our parks, we've just gotten to the point where we simply can't keep operating all of them ourselves.
The state has plans to close a quarter of its parks, places to hike, to watch the sunset, and places to film movies. Manuel Grace is a lawyer at the Walt Disney Company.
Hollywood studios and the television industry in general have used California state parks since 1910.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Grease, Basic Instinct, I could go on. And if the parks close...
It would really be a big blow. I mean, a really big blow.
The closures could mean millions less in overall economic activity, according to the California State Parks Foundation. The group just held a benefit at Paramount Studios, hoping to make the park's budget problem a little less arg-worthy. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally to New York, where a seventh grader was visiting the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and he noticed an error. A map of the Byzantine Empire in the 6th century was missing Spain and part of Africa. The 7th grader went to authorities at the front desk who asked him to fill out a form. Well, they did get back to him, and turns out the kid was right. Though he's not looking for a job as a cartographer, he told the Hartford Courant he wants to open an exotic car store. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.